While you're studying the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous systems, there are two pictures that are going to be very helpful to you, and you may want to bookmark these so you can move easily between the two pictures in your book. The first is called the division of the sympathetic innervation, and the second is called the distribution of parasympathetic innervation. So these two pictures are going to be able to help you distinguish between these two systems, what's similar about them and what's different. And what you'll notice about both pictures is they both show nerves moving either from the spinal cord or from the brain to the various organs of the body. And if you take a look at the two pictures, you'll see that each one is covering the same organs. And it's important to think about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system as having the capacity to sort of either turn on a variety of organs or turn them off. So in other words, to increase the metabolism in some organs or some parts of the body, or to decrease metabolism and basically shut those parts of the body down at least temporarily. And we'll talk about how each of these systems works in that way. Now, if you look at both pictures, you'll see that the nerves that are leaving the brain or the spinal cord are either drawn in the color red or in the color black. And if you take a look at the two pictures, you'll see that with the picture of the distribution of sympathetic innervation, the red nerves are shorter compared to the black nerves. And if you take a look at the picture that says the distribution of the parasympathetic innervation, the red nerves are going to be much longer than the black nerves in general. And when you're thinking about the autonomic nervous system, there are always going to be three neurons involved. And there's going to be a system of three neurons. So the preganglionic neuron is going to be the neuron that starts either in the spinal cord or from the brain itself, and it is going to travel some distance, either a short distance or a long distance, from the spinal cord or the brain before it synapses in a ganglion. And these ganglion are the synapse points between what in your pictures are depicted as either the red or the black neurons. And the preganglionic neurons are going to be the ones that leave the spinal cord or the brain and travel to the ganglion to synapse with the next neuron along the way. The next neuron along the way is going to be called the postganglionic neuron. And these are sometimes called, also just called ganglionic neurons. So keep in mind that you're going to always have a preganglionic neuron that originates in the spinal cord or the brain. Then it's going to synapse at one of the autonomic ganglia. And then finally, it will synapse with what is called the postganglionic or sometimes just the ganglionic neuron. And that neuron will go from the autonomic ganglia to whatever organ is being innervated in that case. And as you can see, when you take a look at the two pictures, with the sympathetic system, the ganglia is going to be a little bit closer to the spinal cord, and those neurons are going to, those preganglionic neurons are going to be a little bit shorter compared to the much longer postganglionic neurons, which are in black. So the preganglionic neurons are in red, the postganglionic neurons are in black. If you take a look at the picture of the distribution of parasympathetic innervation, the opposite is true. The red neurons, which are the preganglionic neurons, are going to be very, very long, and they synapse actually oftentimes right at the organ, and then there'll be a very short postganglionic neuron, which you see in black, traveling from that synapse to the organ itself. And so that's one big difference between the two systems.